This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 150 Palestinians wounded this morning after a clash with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. Thousands had gathered for prayers during the holy month of Ramadan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Associated Press footage shows Palestinians hurling stones at police at the Al-Aqsa compound and people running as explosions, likely stun grenades, go off. In other footage, police corner protesters outside the mosque, with at least one man being beaten. Israel says its forces entered the mosque to remove rocks and stones that had been gathered in anticipation of violence.
President Zelensky is saluting Ukrainians for their fierce fight against invading Russian forces. In his nightly address, he referred to those who showed that Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea, he said. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva. Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port.
Moscow now saying it'll increase attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, after Russian authorities accused Ukrainian forces of launching airstrikes on residential buildings on the border with Ukraine. The backup of trucks at the U.S.-Mexico border is easing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is announcing a new security agreement with Mexican states Chihuahua and Coahuila. He had required commercial trucks to stop for additional inspections in Texas. This is AP News. The man accused in the Brooklyn subway shooting is being held in New York without bail. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest on Frank James.
Frank James was brought into court in handcuffs. In court papers, prosecutors described him as a calculating shooter who wore a disguise and fired in cold blood at terrified passengers who had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. James's attorney, Mia Eisner-Greinberg, says what happened was a tragedy, and it's a blessing it wasn't worse.
We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Greinberg says in cases like this, initial reports are inaccurate.
Mr. James saw his photograph on the news. He called Crime Stoppers to help. He told them where he was.
Prosecutors suggest James had the means to carry out more attacks. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.